Many diets today are just fads, but the ketogenic diet has been around for a long time. It may seem like something new that you have come across on the internet, but it was actually developed in the 1920s. At the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota, a doctor named R.M. Wilder was looking for ways to treat patients who suffered from seizures. In his research, he discovered the ketogenic way of eating and used it to treat his patients. During the same era, the ketogenic diet was being pioneered by researchers in pediatric epilepsy at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore. The ketogenic diet proved successful at working miracles for these patients, and it was beloved for a period of time. Eventually, however, anti-seizure medications were introduced to treat patients, and for most people, taking a pill is far easier than completely changing the way you eat. The ketogenic diet was all but forgotten for decades. Then, in 1994, Jim Abraham, the Hollywood film director, did an interview about his son Charlie on Dateline NBC. Abraham's son Charlie suffered from severe seizures. They had tried many forms of treatment, including all the seizure medications, to no avail. When nothing else worked, Abraham sought different answers. In his search to help his son, Abraham rediscovered the ketogenic diet that had been pioneered decades before. The Abraham family started following a ketogenic diet, and soon Charlie was living life seizure-free. Since the ketogenic diet reappeared on the healthy eating scene in the 1990s, it has become increasingly popular. At this moment, it is likely that you are burning glucose for energy. Your body has been taught to tap into its limited glucose stores when it is seeking energy to carry out normal functions. You have been taught by the food pyramid, food companies, and most dietary advice that this is sound science. Many people believe that running on glucose is the only healthy way to live. Truth is, no one's body needs to be full of glucose to survive. There are other options, better options, much more enjoyable options. The purpose of the ketogenic diet is to retrain your body to run on better fuel. Rather than glucose, your body will learn to run on fat for fuel. Eating this way will place your body in a position wherein it primarily uses fat rather than sugar for energy. When your body is burning fat for fuel, it produces molecules called ketones. This is a natural metabolic process of your body called ketosis. Ketosis is achieved by removing most of the sugars and starches in your diet and instead following a high healthy fat, moderate protein, low carbohydrate approach to eating. When you have very little carbohydrates in your diet, your body does not receive enough glucose to keep up with your body's caloric requirements for energy. As your body depletes glucose that has been stored in your liver and muscles, your blood sugar levels are in rapid decline. As your blood sugar level decreases, your body begins looking for stored glycogen present throughout your body. When your body discovers some hidden glycogen, it breaks it down into glucose and then dissolves it into your blood to be distributed throughout your body. However, your glycogen stores will also eventually run out. When this happens, your body will begin to search for a different source of fuel before it becomes energy starved. Another, more efficient source of energy for your body is the stored fat. Your body will begin to use the fat as a source of energy for almost all functions in its different parts. As your body burns fat, it will begin to produce ketones. When you first embark on this ketogenic journey, the fats your body is burning will come mainly from the foods you eat at your meals. Your body will still have plenty of stored glucose from the carbohydrates you were eating previously. Once your body has burned off all the extra glucose and is burning primarily fat for fuel, your body will enter nutritional ketosis. Once in nutritional ketosis, your body will begin to burn the fat it has stored for fuel. Goodbye, love handles. Not to mention losing that terrible hidden visceral fat is wonderful for your health.